Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, PeopleStack tribe. On this 5-minute quick shift, I'm gonna ask you a potentially uncomfortable question. Do you have leadership body odor? How do you detect it? And if you have it, you most likely do. That's why you're listening right now. How do you deal with it? Stay tuned. Hello, hello. We are at Newport Beach. It is Halloween 2021, and we are enjoying the beach on our epic road trip. We've made it to California. Hawaii is next, so get ready for some massively awesome, epic Hawaiian vistas. And for now, we are absolutely enjoying the sand and the seagulls and the waves crashing at Newport Beach in Southern California. So the way that we've been able to thrive on this epic road trip, the way that we've been able to thrive, Rob and I and Carter, in life, the way that we've been able to thrive and succeed in this business of helping you, helping tech managers to upgrade your careers, to command 200K plus salaries, and to do that with 100% integrity, with 100% Zen-like work-life balance, so that you too can have your epic road trip or whatever it is that you really, really want in your life and in your career. The way that we've been able to do that is we ask ourselves and our clients uncomfortable questions, because on the other side of that discomfort, that's where success lies. So that's why I'm asking you the question, do you have leadership body odor? Lack of leadership, not really being able to lead to your utmost potential, it's like body odor. You're the last one to know that you have it. This is the honest truth. And so I want you to take a look in the mirror, you know, sniff. You know, a lot of you are really, really familiar with is it code odor or
code smells?
Code smells. Yes, code smells. Like, when does your code smell? You're the last one to know, right? So does your leadership smell? So in other words, I'm not talking about does your leadership smell. I'm not talking about your leader, your boss, your boss's boss. They may absolutely have body odor as well. But ultimately, what you have control over is how you show up as a technical leader, as a powerful technical leader who inspires, who is not afraid to evangelize your excellence, who is not afraid to sell yourself. And so that's really the way that you know is, ask yourself the question, am I showing up as the best leader possible, who's amazing at connecting with other people and can establish rapport with whoever else, even if they have the opposite personality, even if they make you cringe, can you still develop absolute rapport with them? Are you able to inspire others, influence others, even when they're like, no, I don't want to do that. That's a terrible idea. Are you able to inspire anyone, anywhere, anytime? Are you able to think strategically, even when the rest of the team is like zeroed in on like the details and is getting into analysis paralysis, are you able to inspire them to focus on the future and think strategically? And are you able to get things done effectively and efficiently as a leader without getting into the weeds? Are you able to do that? Are you able to do all of these things If you're not, then you have leadership body odor. And you gotta do something about it because everyone else can smell it but you. What does that mean? They're noticing that you're not showing up as a powerful leader. They're noticing that you're supposed to be the leader, but that's why they're taking over. That's why you can't inspire them. That's why it doesn't feel like you're being a leader because you're not showing up that way. This is the God's honest truth. And the way to fix it is to take a look in the mirror and say, what do I get to change? What do I get to up-level in terms of not just my leadership skills? People use that term all the time. Well, why do we want to up-level our leadership skills? Because we want to create an outcome at work in our careers. So how do I show up so that I earn, deserve a 200K plus salary? How do I show up so that my team is killing it and I can take a month off and the shit doesn't hit the fan? How do I show up so that no matter what I'm asking for, whether it's that 30% raise or whether it's other resources that the team needs, maybe you need to hire and you've been asking to hire and hire, or you've been avoiding asking to build the team, whatever it is you need to ask for, that's why you up-level your leadership skills. You really need to ask yourself, am I showing up as powerfully as I can be? And most likely you're listening to this because you're not. And that's actually great news because now you have the room to grow. You have the room to grow. You've emptied your cup. I'm ready to learn and I'm ready to show up as a powerful leader. So if you're ready to do that even more, what I want you to do is go to our free training, training.thepeoplestack.com. It's a 30-minute training. All you need to do is give us your name and your email. We promise the emails that you send you, that we send you, are going to blow your mind. They're client case studies. They're inspiring stories of tech managers just like you who started out stuck, under-recognized, overworked, underpaid, and now they're living their dream lives and their dream career. So go to training.thepeoplestack.com. I'm going to give you the four shifts that our clients made to up-level their careers and step into their true power as a technical leader. Training.thepeoplestack.com. Go there right now. Be ready to take notes. Be ready to absorb it like your career depends on it. And it will be the most valuable training that you've ever gone to. Training.thepeoplestack.com. Bye for now, everyone. Take care.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.